Hi, and welcome to Mr. O's Sideways View, a blog and podcast dedicated to all those folks who aren't me. And I've noticed a surprisingly large number of people who aren't. Anyway, I'm Mr. O, and it's time to take another sideways view at our crazy world.
The other day, my brother and I were having dinner. He mentioned how much he likes sushi. I prefer sashimi, not wanting all that rice. He countered by identifying the various varieties and textures of sushi, maintaining that sashimi was, after all, just fish. I actually agreed with him. However, I responded, this had nothing to do with current events. We were in a sports bar eating chicken wings at the time. He grumpily turned back to the game. I won the argument. I rarely win arguments with him, so this was noteworthy. Then again, this conversation has another special meaning as well. It is a proper opening because it has nothing to do with the rest of the post. I find this all fascinating. I'm rambling about my brother in a bar and food without coming to any actual point. And you're continuing to pay attention to me. It's really quite amazing. In fact, at this point, I could start extolling the virtues and detractions of chicken wings, and you would probably blindly keep listening and even start forming opinions, even though this isn't the reason I'm posting. By the way, great wing sauce is what makes it. The meat itself is really pretty ordinary. Sadly, this too is not the point. I'm still rambling for no apparent reason. Ha! Says you. I do have a point. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Before I move forward, I have to say I have the unique talent of saying the English alphabet backwards. Actually, it isn't an English alphabet at all. Modern English uses a Latin script alphabet. Either way, I can say it easily backwards or forwards. Did you see what I did there? I professed to be getting to the point and was immediately sidetracked simply by saying, before I move forward. Then I proceeded to continue rambling, still not coming to the point. So now, over 300 words into my post, I will tell you the point. Television. Yes, television. The world's greatest invention for distracting people and never coming to the point. You see, this introduction made sense after all. Mr. O would never let you down in such a way. You all are my people, and as such, you deserve me not to get off topic and start rambling again. So back to the point. As I indicated, television has been distracting and getting folks off topic ever since people started buying sets in the post-World War II boom. I would have thought there would have been more boom during the war, as opposed to after it. But everything I hear or read talks about the post-war boom. Even the people born after are called boomers. So what do I know? I'll tell you what I know. There wasn't any noticeable boom. It's just that TV came into its own and distracted enough folks into thinking there was. That's the power of television, and that's what I'm talking about. Television started, as so many things do, with the promise of being educational. It was going to change teaching and learning as we knew it. Another promise broken. It started out with news, the coronation of the new queen, and boxing. How educational are those? Yup, watch boxing and learn how to beat up your neighbor. The news wasn't much better. All it was a guy on the set reading exactly what you could have heard on the radio. Then it moved into entertainment and there was no turning back. There were attempts at education. One comedian hosting a kids' show asked all his viewers to abbreviate fire truck, with disastrous results. Remember, this was the glory day of censors. The story ends when he got blackballed. One of the greats on an adult show was doing a bit about kids' show hosts and told the kids to go into mom's purse and send him the cash. The adults thought it was funny. Too bad there were kids watching and did it, not realizing the gag. Oops! Naturally, with charming beginnings like those, things had to get better and more expensive. Also, butt kissers in the industry figured they could save cash by not creating shows and distract folks even more by making the same show over and over with different actors. Imitation was in its heyday, and the public bought it. They could ramble on forever, distract millions, and no one cared. Now, I could go into a history of TV, but frankly, I don't want to. So there! Suffice to say that eventually television became so distracting that it was able to lie openly. Without further ado, reality programming became a thing. Coincidence? I don't think so. The first one was something called Real World, and there was nothing real about it. The plot was, take a bunch of young people, make them live together in an expensive New York apartment, and watch what happens. Guess what? They talk to each other about stuff. Wow! The thing is, they're all gorgeous, vain airheads without jobs or money worries. There is no place in the world this is real. You have to search for miles to find 10 people like this, not one loft. Not real. You want Real World? Put 10 factory workers from Michigan in that place. They would show you real. Then again, I've seen that Real World. You probably wouldn't want it in your living room. Next along was Survivor. 20 folks, scantily clad and alone on an abandoned island. Along with film crews, medics, interviewers, sound people, and caterers. The loneliness must have been terrible. Then there's The Bachelor. A guy given 20 beauties to choose from and is supposed to marry one in a month. Guys don't commit that quickly, especially not good-looking ones. Guys like this rarely even distinguish a woman above the neck, let alone recognize her as his intellectual partner, likely soulmate, and lifelong companion. He's looking for Whoopi. Yet over and over, we sit at home and pray he picks Annabelle and hate Morgan because she's a slut. Folks, get a grip. It ain't real. The TV is just rambling on and distracting you. There's also the opposite, The Bachelorette. Now, I believe you can find 20 hot ladies because girls take care of themselves. But 20 studly guys in the same room? Never! Then, the lady is supposed to fall in love with these dudes. Again, not happening. I'm sure several times during that month, she's probably hospitalized for testosterone poisoning. There might be something if she could have a month with each guy to decide, but no one wants to film a single show for 2 years. What the show should be called is Salvageable Male. Dump the good lookers and replace them with checkered coat salesmen and beer-swilling sports watchers. Let the supermodel pick from real men. Instead of the emotional rose ceremony, some dude should get kicked to the curb and have his luggage chucked out a window. Even I would pay Netflix to see that. So in conclusion, I have no idea how to fix this. Besides, my favorite cooking show is on. Gotta go!
Thanks for listening, and I hope you laughed a lot. Stop by anytime. Open 24/7 for your smiling convenience. If you liked it, push like or share it with a friend. If you missed an episode, you can hear Mr. O on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Remember to subscribe so you won't miss it again. If you'd like, you can send me an email at ohssidewaysview@gmail.com. That's ohssidewaysview@gmail.com. And remember what I always say, laugh now. You can be crabby anytime.